Guys, how y'all doing this week?
We're doing great. Not quite as well as you are doing with the big win over Kansas State this weekend.
Well, it's just as happy as a puppy with two feeders. We came out of Manhattan, Kansas with a big win, and really, we're just getting better every week. I think that you look at our offense, it was just dominating last week. We had 36 yards in the second half, really controlled the pace of the game there, and but they were kind of close to scoring a touchdown at the end, 3 yards away, but we knew we had them.
Yeah, yeah, you had it. You know, Coach, there was a little bit of criticism of you. I heard some Ags say, you know, I would think that the Ags would be happy that that you go into Manhattan and get a win, but I hear some Ags, the pot bangers, as you like to call them, Coach, as the Ags call them, who are saying, hey, RC sat on the lead. He got too conservative. What's up with that, Coach?
Well, you go ask Bill Snyder what sitting on the lead's like. He's our biatch now, and he came across the field, shook my hand. He was real complimentary. And although he racked up about 300 yards of rushing on us, he knew who the better team was that day.
There's no question about that. And I guess for some of the Ag fans there, you know, you're not going to be able to make them happy. You're too conservative. You're too aggressive. You're, you know, I guess that's just the way it is when you're Coach Slocum on the mobile.
Well, from the middle of the second quarter on, we had one first down, so they complain about everything. But you never please those wishy-washy fans out there.
Just complaining, complaining, complaining. Well, you had the big lead, and the you know, the Wrecking Crew gave up a couple of scores, but they were able to hold them off. So that's just Wrecking Crew football.
Absolutely. The Crew came through again, and outstanding defensive performance. I think Roberson was held about 178 yards rushing, and we got a big test again this week, though. We got Iowa State coming in, and Troy Davis, another Big 12 top rusher coming in, and it's going to be tough. And they're kind of the Iowa Aggies up there. We think a lot about the people of Iowa. We think they're great folks. And I can't say nothing good stuff about Iowans. You know, it takes three of them to eat a possum, one of them to eat it, and two of them to watch for cars. So.
Hey, Coach, what about...
What?
What about... Coach, is that a CB scanner?
Well, it's damn Taliban. I'm looking out for him right now.
Coach, Taliban? All right, what about... Oklahoma and Nebraska are going to mix it up this weekend. And, you know, how do you see that game going? And what do you think about it? You got any thoughts on, we were talking about the classy Nebraska fans, that they're some of the best in, that's what we always hear, they're some of the best in the nation.
Well, they are, but look on the other side of the line, and you talk about some classy guys. You look at that Bob Stoops. Bob had a tough decision this week. I think he made the right one. He had two boys go to jail, but he said, hey, they're on my team. They're going to go play football. And it didn't matter if they're playing Baylor or Nebraska this week. Those kids, they're going to practice. They're going to go out and play, you know.
Yeah.
A little brush of the law is in Oklahoma. That doesn't mean nothing.
Well, they're trying to get that swagger back at Oklahoma.
Well, that's right. You got to get the machine guns back in the dorms and bring back the Sooner Nation.
Yeah, so that was a tough decision. I thought you were going to talk about the quarterback decision about Jason White and Nate Hibble. I didn't know you meant the other decision about two young men, the guys who got arrested.
I think Bob Stoops sets a great example for his team, and he's a very humble young coach, and we think a lot about him down here in College Station.
And the Longhorns, nice big win for them against Colorado, Coach.
Well, it was very impressive, I thought. You know, watching Chris Sims on the TV, he just never ceases to amaze me. I guess the only thing better than watching him on TV is listening to him on Sports Radio 610, because I tell you what, I get a lot of calls out there from the Aggie fans that listen to the radio, and they just can't get enough of all these Baystar commercials and the Prince's hamburgers and the Longhorn music in the background. They're getting a big kick out of that.
Yum! I tell you what, those commercials are, I tell you what, it's bombarded with commercials right now, with Longhorn commercials. You can't blame them, Coach. Not the way they're playing football. Not the way that Chris Sims is you know, showcasing his talents for the Heisman Trophy.
Absolutely. There have been requests to see if I could, you know, help them out and do some Longhorn commercials for them on the radio.
Well, if you're an advertiser, you want to jump on that bandwagon too, Coach. Hey,
y'all need to give me a jingle spot or something. Maybe I could sing something for Car Toys or something.
Coach, I got something better than that. You know, every Tuesday I air what's called a screen test, where I use some different impersonations and I put them in the context of different movies where they try out for movies and things like that. And I'd really like to use you in one. Maybe if you'd like to read for the part in an upcoming movie, maybe Fast Times at Ridgemont High or something, I could use Coach Slocum as a character, not a character, but somebody reading for a part in a movie. You think you might be able to come up here and do that sometime this week?
Absolutely. You know, we often quote Spicoli in the locker room. I think he was a young kid with great vision. And he had a lot of good thoughts and some good quotes. And I think he's somebody that all kids, no matter what their age, can look up to.
Definitely.
Hey, Coach, I don't know if you heard Lou Holtz's comments this week. He's a little upset with how loud it's going to be at the particular stadium that he's going to be at, and that would be at Tennessee. And I would imagine Iowa State is going to come in here and going to ask the Aggie fans not to yell anymore. I think you can put yell practice aside now because the home team, like the hometown fans, shouldn't be yelling at games, I guess, according to Coach Holtz.
Well, Lou, as much as I respect Coach Holtz, I think he just sipping on the whiskey bottle that morning. You know, at A&M, we'd never have a problem going to another person's stadium and getting our signals down the field. You just look at our road record through the years. it hasn't bothered us all. We got a very complicated system of hand signals. If we go out there, we do some hand jive, and we just kind of talk to the receivers. We go right down the field and score.
Well, like the second half against Kansas State, I think.
Absolutely. You look at Mark.
Did you have hand signals going in?
Absolutely. Look at the. We were backed up to the one second half. Mark Ferris looked both sides, did a little jerky jerk hand jab. Quarterback sneak, got a half yard, got it out to the 1.5, gave us some breathing room.
That's the kind of hand signal I like, the quarterback sneak hand signal.
Oh, yeah.
Let you know it's coming. Sometimes I'll throw the defense off, too, because they think you're audible out to a pass.
A herky jerk kind of hand signal kind of thing, and then you got the quarterback sneak going out to the 1.5. And it gives yourself some breathing room there, Coach.
Absolutely. If you look back at John Travolta at Ridgemont High, he's doing the same thing there. So that's what we try to emulate.
Yeah, from Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Hand jive. Yeah, that was some of the same stuff. Now, I haven't seen that yet from Terrence Murphy or Jamar Taylor, some of the young receivers. How about that, Coach? You just keep cranking out big-time receivers. And in a passing attack like yours, I don't really think that should be a surprise. Albert Connell you had, and, of course, Chris Cole was an unbelievable
Chris
wide
Taylor.
Receiver. Chris Taylor, you got John Roberson sitting on the bench, your red shirt, and him. I mean, you're so deep a wide receiver, and the passing attack is something that's going to keep the kids coming back.
We may not run the football at all this week. I think we may just come out and throw it 60 or 70 times. And
Well, we wish you the best of luck in your endeavors against Iowa State.
It's a regular highfalutin Hawaiian neck.
I know. I mean, next thing you're going to tell me, you got a bunch of Samoans on a team, like you're Hawaii or BYU.
Come on, Coach.
I can't believe it. It's going to be something else. And Coach Sidelines also airs tonight, so we're looking forward to that.
Big stink about Sidelines now, Coach.
Yeah, I hear you're a little bit ticked. I was reading, it said the comments from Coach R.C. Slocum is that he's not real happy with what's going on.
You might pull out.
Well, you know, the football stories, those things are just all right. What we want to see is the people stories. We want to see the biscuit eaters and the drunk girls. And tonight's going to be a good show. We're going to have some cross-dresser cadets in the Corps, and they're also going to have some Greek hermaphrodites. So it ought to be a good one.
You think that's this week's?
That's right.
Okay. Enough with the football. Let's see.
Anything on the Kansas State game, you think, or the Iowa State upcoming? Anything on that, you think that'll be cut?
Well, they'll flash a little bit of the highlight, but, you know, that's boring. Nobody wants to. It's ESPN. Nobody wants to watch the sports part. They want to see the real world part of the show.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Well, it's, you know, it's a real TV, Coach, and that's what it's all about. And that's what life at College Station's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you got to go around the corner and catch the guy picking a booger out of his nose once in a while. That's real life.
That's real life.
You're
right,
absolutely right, Coach. Well, good luck this week against Iowa State. I know it's going to be a tough battle, Coach.
It will, but hopefully we'll go to 7-1, and maybe we'll have a chance to jump from the Gallery Furniture Bowl to the Insight.com Bowl.
There we go, Coach. Good luck to you.
That was
Coach, good luck. We appreciate you joining us, as always.